Are you ready?
I'm not sure.
I'm as ready as I'm getting.
All right. All right, everybody, we're going to start the thing. We're doing it.
We're going to do it live.
Hello, Kimmy. Be good. Hello, Capcom 24.
Hi, Chloe.
Hi. We're the usual bet, and we do a podcast and make bets.
We always start our episode one way, which is with a song. If you know it, let's sing, okay? All right.
I don't know where all my time went. I don't know how to define it. So tell me, how can I find it when it feels so wrong? It's on the tip of my tongue. It's every line in this song. The little things have been with me all along.
Hi, everyone. We're the usual bet. An 18-up age play discussion podcast. Every week we make a bet. The loser is in diapers for the next episode. I am the big sister. I know I'm in a diaper.
You're in a diaper. You're actively in a diaper right now.
I am the big sister encounter extraordinaire, Sophie Elizabeth.
How can you be sure you're the counter extraordinaire?
Oh, well, I have this wonderful counter extraordinaire sash that Fawny ABDL made. And it's wonderful. But I was told when saying that I am the big sister, or I'm supposed to open up these ones. So
oh,
let's
those
just
are
take a
cute.
Look.
Oh my gosh, it's reversible.
It's reversible.
Whoa,
Fawny, why are you so good?
Round of applause for Fawny. That's so cool. That by default makes me the baby sister. I will show you my sash because my mommy had it made for me and she's a bully. It's mommy's little pog champ, I think. Yeah, that's what it says.
You're just lucky she didn't work stinker in there somewhere.
So
I am.
Chloe, Fawny also made you a sash.
Yeah.
And it says baby sister. My favorite thing is, it's not reversible.
What? This is unjust. Oh. All right. Are we putting these on? Are
I'm
you just putting it over?
On.
Okay.
That Double worked. Sashed.
I want both on. I'm the counter
extraordinary
and the business.
I had a friend at the con ask if both of you were going to be the baby sister this time because it's Cap and we all know that you're both going to be diapered. So then I said, well, then I guess I won't be padded, and then I'll be the big sister by default.
And they laughed you out of the room?
That's true. How did you know? Why are you spoiling my story?
We have some other special guests with us today that we'd love to introduce you to. And that is our plushies.
Yeah.
So this is Lola.
Hi, Lola.
I've had her for like a million years. And she's kind of bratty and a little obstinate, like me sometimes. And I love her very much.
Could Lola say a few words for us?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay, right, yeah.
Profound.
I also have Marcy. This is Marcy.
Hi, Marcy.
She is a little sweetheart. She's very nice, and I got her after Lola, so she's kind of Lola's little sister. And she puts up with a lot of Lola's nonsense, so round of applause.
I understand that.
She's a little shy, though, so I don't think she'll have anything
Aww.
To say today. But if you want to come meet our plushies after this. Here you go.
I have a question real quick.
Yeah, what's up?
Has Lola got any candy hidden away? We know that she'd like that.
That's a long story. I think we've told on an episode before.
No candy?
No candy.
This is Paige. I got Paige when Sophie and Pudding, when I first moved in 1 million years ago, took me to Build-A-Bear and made me go through the whole treat you like a six-year-old experience. And I love her, and she's incredible. Unfortunately, she partied too hard at the Atrium party, so she's not saying anything. And this is Amber. My mommy got me for her, got her for me. Yeah, I love her.
And then everybody knows my stuffy. My stuffy is older than some of the people in the audience. Max. And this is my Pikachu is named Pikachu.
Pikachu.
Oh, very quick aside. I was given permission. I wasn't sure if I was ready to update it and let you know, but I do have to add someone to the leaked on our couch wall of shame, and that's Max.
Hi, Max.
So Kimmy, you're now buddies.
I haven't leaked on the couch, not on this couch.
Not you have to qualify not on this couch.
We got a new couch. It resets okay. The counter.
No, hold on. Wait a sec. We do have a new couch. We have a new couch, and I'm liking this idea of getting like a pin board.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
A wall of shame.
And anytime someone leaks on the couch, we take a picture of them looking very ashamed, and we hang it on a little pin board.
And we need two pictures of Max in one night.
And we won't even tell Vanillas what it is. We're like, oh yeah, that's the wall of shame. What's that for? You know.
They spilled on the couch.
They spilled
on the couch.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Lyra's on that wall already.
No.
Yes, you are.
No,
shut
no.
up.
Okay, no. She has leaked on the couch, but it was on a blanket and it didn't get on the couch.
Does that count?
I think it counts.
I don't think it counts.
All right. No, listen, just because she was saved.
I have a way to tell this. Round of applause if it does count.
Now,
sorry, Lyra.
Now those against.
Kimmy, no, don't give away the secret.
Betrayed.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the
eyes have it.
Yeah. All right. Apparently, it doesn't count.
There was a cushion down. It was declared down.
Yeah, we did do cushion down. All right, we have to move off of this. We will tease. We'll just tease Max all episode.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we have topics? I have a topic immediately.
Oh, okay.
Yeah it's
sure.
Urgent.
Okay, go ahead.
Do you got to go potty?
No.
That's
all
never
right.
Urgent.
All right. So we all know Capcom doesn't have enough mascots, right?
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
I think there's only like a dozen or so, and so there's not enough. And I realized there's one missing. Capybara.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
You're just right.
Juice drew me Cappy Garfield, and I've got the capybara here. I'm making it happen. It's my new grassroots campaign. I'm telling everyone,
she's
spread the word.
Everyone that we've come across. She's like, guess what? Look at this. What about this next year?
I'm making it happen. You're going to see next year, and you're going to have me to thank.
Okay, if the mascot is a capybara next year, you do have Chloe to thank.
Usual bet.
Yeah, you know, I feel like this is in my favor. I'm going to take it.
All right, yeah.
I really hope you succeed, though.
Me too.
I think this would be a good mascot.
Yeah.
But I will bet against you.
Well, we're not going to find out for a year.
Yeah, I know. It's one of those year-long ones. That makes 2 year-long ones running currently.
You're bad at this.
All right, the big sister, little sister, next cap is going to be determined by this bet.
Yes.
And we will forget. So try to remind us.
Now, I think we should up the stakes.
Okay.
Because it's a year-long bet. So yeah. I want to see when Chloe inevitably loses, let's add like a bonnet. And
okay, like
full baby attire.
You know what? Yeah, okay.
Maybe we'll get like one of those little bouncy seats.
Kimmy?
You can ask to borrow one of the high chairs. From
yes,
the,
yes.
Yeah, from the
there we go.
You can sit in the high chair while we do the whole thing.
You want the stationary mic anyway.
I'm this confident about capybara. I'm taking the bet.
Okay. All right. As for format, we decided not to have one because that's Lucy Goosey Girls. That's what we're doing now. So instead, we're going to just have audience suggestions on topics or questions or whatever.
Well,
and we'll try
no.
to get
well,
wait, that means
well,
I have to sit
well,
in the audience.
Hold on. No.
What?
I see the ukulele right there.
I
see it,
it
right there.
It's for moral support.
My ukulele's your moral support?
Yes.
She has been one second, Penn. I have to tell this story, and I will take that question. She has been learning secret chords on this, sneaking away with Jazzy of Dear Jazzy, who is a known like musician and tech assistant.
Music miscreant.
And she brought it with her and she's practicing it in the hotel room. I'm like, what are you up to? She brought it here.
It's just, I like the appearance of it.
I don't believe
it
you.
It looks so gorgeous visually. Now, it inspires me.
Do you see how good Sophie is at lying? This is what I live with.
Okay, Penn.
Sophie, do you want to play us a song on the...
I should have taken that question faster.
Yeah. Kimmy, can you get the mic to... You do your running around thing? What? No, what? Go do your what? Running around. Go
no, you have to...
What?
Yeah.
Why do I have to do it?
Go do run.
Why?
Go do what? Run.
Why?
Go do run.
Kimberly.
Kimberly.
All right, who thinks Kimmy should run around? That's why.
Fine. By popular demand.
You got the shoes, you gotta run.
Yeah, I've got speedlings.
Over here.
Well, I know, Penn already
asked
this.
You have to make
question.
Your way through the crowd.
I'm gonna bop people with the microphone.
Do not bop people with the microphone. Bop.
Okay, Sophie, can you play a song for us on the ukulele?
Yeah. Okay.
What's going on here? Did I mess up the timing?
Yeah, incredibly, thanks.
You wouldn't cut me in on this. What? I didn't know what to do.
And well, I didn't expect you to take it so seriously.
And I'm the chaos gremlin?
You're really, you know, up on it.
It has been a secret kept from me about my show.
You've been pestering me for days.
So you should have expected this.
How am I the chaos gremlin if Chloe's the one, like, disrupting the show?
Where is Kimmy?
I'm hiding.
Oh, there she is.
You can't bully me. I got to be really careful because last year, like, I killed everyone with feedback.
Oh, and, yeah, don't do that.
And our sound techs are waiting for me to run in front of the speakers again. Like, on point.
I'm sorry if I've thrown everything
I
off.
I actually need a second because okay. I didn't realize nothing in my life was going to update. So.
Oh, okay.
So
can we have a different question?
Yeah,
I've got a topic.
That's not how this works.
I'm in the audience.
We're doing questions.
You can raise your hand like everyone else.
Yeah.
All right. Who has a question? All right.
You know.
Pudding, go ahead.
Only because it's
Kimmy,
pudding.
Kimmy, you have to run. We're on a timer.
Hello. My name is Pudding.
Hi, Pudding.
Hi, Pudding.
Long time have lived with the host, never time listener. I have a question for the host, but this is more of a general open question as well.
Sure.
Have you met Amy?
Yes, I have in fact met Amy.
Hi, Amy. It's nice to meet you.
Hi, Amy.
Hi.
I'm Kimmy. It's really nice to meet you. I think this is the 9th time I've met you. How are you doing today?
You know, I'm having a swell time. Wait, are you the Kimmy?
I'm that Kimmy.
All right.
What's been your favorite introduction so far? You've been introduced so many times.
I gotta say, every time I meet you, it's just a delight.
Wow, sucking up to the one with the mic.
All right, so Kimmy, unfortunately, that's our quota for starling questions. So
I declared war on Love and Brief this morning.
Did you really?
What? I did.
No.
I did.
What? Why did you do that?
I broke into their podcast.
No.
Oh,
I did.
Man.
I did, and they were wrapping up the show, and I ran up to the front, and I stole the mic.
Did you really?
I did. Who here was at the Love and Brief recording? Ah, we've got witnesses.
Man. Whoa.
And I said, I've got a very important question. And they were like, what's your question? And I said, when did you first start hating The Usual Bet?
Whoa, Kimmy.
And so R.Y., you know, he's being all diplomatic because,
yeah,
like, he's the host.
Right,
and
right.
He's, like, so suave and handsome
Imagine
and cool.
Imagine that, a diplomatic host.
I know.
Someone who maybe has some tact.
And then
never
I said,
met one.
I said, well, you haven't had me on your show, so that means you hate me.
Whoa. Naturally, yeah, of course.
Yeah, well, so I'm going to be on their show soon.
Well, that's good.
That sounds great.
Which means you have to have them on your show.
That also sounds great.
Okay. And it was in stereo, so we know it's true.
These are Kimmy consequences, and now we have to deal with the repercussions.
That's my life.
Yeah.
All right. Do we need more questions? You want more questions?
Yeah, one more question. Go.
Hi, I am Maple the Witch. Just wanted to check in real quick. Why has my good name been besmirched this con? What's going on?
Oh man.
Who's been besmirching you?
That's a whole thing. Are we ready to just get into that right now?
Yeah, okay. So long story short, Lyra, where are you? Stand up.
That's Lyra.
Hi, Lyra.
This is my girlfriend Lyra, but we made an AR game. It's not an AR trap. It is an AR trap, but it's also an AR game. Where you can play on your phone and you can like go around CapCon, you can go to rooms and you can click on the room on the phone and then you can play like a little mini game and stuff. And it's there to get you to engage with the con space and stuff. We had posters, but due to some complications with security and stuff, we no longer have posters.
Actually, did have permission, I will say.
Secretly, we do still have posters. We just can't hang them up. So if you want a poster after this, you can take one of our posters.
And they'll sign them.
But yeah. If you go to the website, game.starling.gay, and those who are at home listening to this episode can also do this because this is a virtual thing, mm-hmm. and you do not have to actually be at CAP. Yeah, if you do that, you can play the game and have a good time. And if you do, please give props to Lyra and Juice, who did all the art. They did a really great job on this game. I did the writing. And yeah, please play it.
Round of applause.
But the main antagonist is a witch named Maple, so I understand why this created problems. I'm sorry.
So I'm apparently the statistical anomaly. I beta tested the Hot Daddy segment. And I'm apparently the only one at CAP who wants to have sex not in diapers.
Yeah, that's apparently right. You're the only one.
Yeah.
All right. Have I given you a buffer?
Yeah, I'm okay now. All right. Kimmy, you can come back up here.
Okay.
Good job running around, Kimmy.
I'm sure I'll do it again.
So, I'm known a little bit. Can I have your microphone? Yours.
You want my microphone?
Yes, your microphone.
But we got another one over here. We got another one over here.
That's fine too. Can I have that? Hi,
I'm Daisy.
We have a thing in our house where if you daisy chain something, you say "Hi, I'm Daisy" when
you
pass it.
And every person has to do it.
Yeah.
Hi, you're Daisy.
All right, so I'm
Sophie makes songs.
I make songs. I make parodies most of the time. And they're really silly and fun, and they're ABDL themed. This is not a parody, and this is not exactly ABDL themed, but it is a song I wrote, and the reason I wanted to do it later is because I might cry, so I'm sorry if I do.
Good job, Penn. It's doing my job.
Yeah, I don't know how to make this mic go down.
I don't either.
Chloe,
what are you gonna ask me to hold it?
Yeah, I'm gonna ask you to hold it.
No, I got you.
Are you gonna hold it, Kimmy?
Oh, wait,
I got you.
I can do it this way and then go up. No, I can't. I can't do it.
We don't know how to do this stuff. What are you doing, Kimmy?
Being a good.
Aw.
I got you. Okay. Here, I'm going to have Chloe hold it.
Not because
I trust you, but because I need an ounce of space.
You did so good, Kimmy. Round of applause for Kimmy. Year over year, this is my favorite CAP superpower, being able to say round of applause. Round of applause for round of applauses.
Okay, I'm really nervous. It's a lot of people, so I'm really sorry if I do terribly.
I'm so excited.
All right, okay.
Just imagine everyone in the audience.
Yeah, that's helping. Okay. All right. There was a time when I was 19. I spent every waking moment at my computer screen. I thought I was alone, too proud or scared to show it. You came to save a damsel, and you didn't even know it. Now I'm safer than I've ever been. I'm safer, yes, it's true. You've written me a fairy tale with words I never knew. You might ask me why I bother doing what I do. Well, you've built a better me, so I'll build a better world for you. There was a time when I was 24. I spent hours writing essays and shutting every door. I thought I found myself within a vision of the future. You came and made a friend before you ever even knew her. Now I'm surer than I've ever been. I'm surer, yes, it's true. You've held my hand through thunderstorms and led me to the blue. And you might ask me why I bother doing what I do. Well, you've built a better me, so I'll build a better world for you. Sorry, 1 second.
She's still going.
There was a time when I was 28. I wrapped up everything I'm worth into the things that I create. I thought I was important with my love of rhyme and writing. You came in need of nothing more than a girl who's too inviting. Now I'm kinder than I've ever been. I'm kinder, yes, it's true. You've shown me authenticity isn't something I outgrew. You might ask me why I bother doing what I do. You've built a better me, so I'll build a better world for you.
You didn't say you were gonna make me cry.
There was a time when I was 32. I sang a song that I made up last week in front of all of you. I don't know what I'm doing. I sometimes think I'm worthless, but you all gave me a platform. You all gave me a purpose. Now I'm trying more than I've ever tried. I'm trying, yes, it's true, to reconnect the ends of all the love that's gone askew. You might ask me why I bother doing what I do. Well, you've built a better me, so I'll build a better world for you.
I was all ready for some kind of mischief.
I thought you were being naughty. I didn't know I'd cry.
Being naughty.
Thank you.
Great. Now it's the usual cry.
The usual cry, babies. Every week, Sophie sings a song and we all cry.
But that song goes out to my friends. So thank you.
I'm at a loss for words. That's incredible.
Thanks. Let's have like a question.
Question.
I see a friend.
Can we run those tears
I'm
off?
I'm coming.
That was incredible. Did she almost fall?
You've never seen me fall.
All right, thank you. First off, that was incredibly beautiful. That was amazing.
Thanks.
My question is a pretty simple one. Back at home, in your recording studio, nursery, couch, wherever, over the course of the episodes, my question is simple. Who sits on the left-hand side? Who sits on the right-hand side?
Oh, man. What a great question.
Such a subtle, great question.
It's a whole thing. I often have sat on the right. That's my usual, right?
The usual
Even
right?
This feels weird, right? Like a little bit?
Yeah, no, you're right. I think you're usually on the right-hand side, and I'm usually on the left.
So is it from my perspective sitting across the table from you, or from your perspective?
Our perspective. From our perspective. Also, I'm always mic one.
Sophie's always on the right.
Yeah. No.
Yes.
I'm always on the left from my point of view.
No, you're always on the right
no.
from your
Wait,
point
hold
of view.
On. Which side's
because
right?
Chloe
which side's
sits
left?
Closer to the door.
I'm on the not this side.
No.
This is not the right
okay.
way.
This is not correct.
This is the wrong way.
You always no, this is correct. Because no the door to the nursery
oh,
would
well, we
be
know,
the speakers
the
here.
The nursery's a new thing. We haven't found our groove
yet. It's
unfinished,
so we're kind of in like a almost an like in a cross situation.
Yeah.
Usually when we're sitting together, I'm on the other side.
They're
I
wrong.
I think us sitting like across
I'm
from each
not
other
wrong.
Maybe
they're,
would
they're
not
wrong.
Work here.
I'm the one that breaks in. I pay attention
where
to these
do
things.
You sit?
Generally on the floor.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, another.
Hello, friend.
Hello. I have a diaper-related question, if that's okay.
Yeah, please.
What if you could bring back? There's been enough like ABDL brands now that there's like a significant amount of discontinued and shelved, especially recently, diapers. Which, if you could bring one back right now, which one of the ABDL brands would you bring back?
I'd bring back Pink Rears Rebels.
We all knew that was coming. We knew
the real ones.
I did know that one was coming.
Yeah.
Do you have a second? Do you have a second surprising option?
Non-obvious, Chloe?
I think for popular demand, I'd bring back Lavenders. Not for me, but for everybody.
That would be my pick.
You're a real girl of the people. Selfishly, I want to bring back ABU Kiddos because I know my mommy likes them a lot. But also from a nostalgia standpoint, I really like the classic purple Molicares.
Oh yeah.
And they don't have the purple Molicares anymore.
No, but the Trests, I believe, have a purple that's very similar now.
But it's not a it's not
it's,
the same
it's the plastic.
Thing. Yeah.
That's fair.
I actually do really like the purple Trests as well.
The Trests are great. I really like them.
This is for most people in audio medium, Kimmy.
Well, then that joke wasn't for them. Not every joke is going to be for every person, Chloe.
You know, you're right. All right. Any
question?
Many. Kimmy, run. Kimmy, what's your selection process?
I just wanted to ask, last year I asked if you could have any guest here and you forced them to be here. So if you could host CAP in any location and you forced the owners of that location to be okay with it, like where would the funniest one be?
Oh wow. Okay, like a venue?
Yeah.
Okay.
Forced consent?
Yeah.
We'll force them to be okay with it?
Yeah.
This is a theoretical.
With enough
like magically they would be okay with it.
Yeah.
In this right. hypothetical, the group that we are hosting a convention at their space is like, yes, we love this idea.
Yeah, who would it be?
Okay, I've got one, if only because the joke came to mind. I think I would do it at like the Pentagon and we could call it the year of war games.
I hate this so
okay.
much.
No, hold on. Wait a second. Having like a really big like Nerf battle at the
exactly.
Pentagon
exactly.
does sound really fun.
It's got that like courtyard and stuff, like right?
Yeah. No, I'm with you.
It's yeah, exactly. It's closed in. Good security, exactly. See, there's traction here.
But yeah, we wouldn't even need to hire outside security. They already have good security.
But that's just a bunch of old white dudes.
My idea is not as well thought out. I actually really love the Santa Cruz idea and taking over the boardwalk. I thought that was a really great idea.
Did that go well?
Did that happen?
I think
Is
I heard
that a good thing?
Does anyone know? Did that go well?
Good? Did that go well? Yes.
Yes.
You got some thumbs up.
It went really well.
Great.
Oh, that's
okay.
Awesome.
I love that idea.
That was a brilliant idea.
But also, I'm a sucker for City Museum in St. Louis, Missouri. Unexpected, woo. If you have time to ever go to City Museum in St. Louis, Missouri, I wholly recommend it. It is like a big kind of adult playground, and you just climb all over everything. And they have like planes that you can go in, and they're hanging outside, and you crawl through the thing.
Taking it over in this instance would be just like diapers allowed.
Yes, actually, that would be, and then maybe we put up a big tarp around the parking lot so people can't see in.
Like a big, like, circus
we
tent.
We get drones to create, like, a ring around the thing, and we hang something on top of the drones to make a big shield.
Yeah, of course.
And then no one would get suspicious. We'd paint it to look like the City Museum on the outside. No one would notice. They would just be like, ah, yes, it's just, you know, one of those
days. It's closed, obviously.
Yeah.
I'm glad to know that you've outgrown Zeppelins.
Where would you stay?
Don't you want to sleep on a playground?
Okay, now hold on a second. Wait a minute, because my understanding, and I haven't been to City Museum in a few years, but my understanding is it's like a 9-floor building, but they're only using like half of the floors.
Yeah.
You can use the other half, and we can just have a big slumber party.
That's a brilliant idea.
I love it. I love it.
And then you don't have to pay for hotel rooms or anything.
I think yours is better than mine.
What do you got, Kimmy?
The moon.
The moon?
Just like the whole moon?
It's got a beautiful view.
What? Wait, what group are you working with to be like, yes, can we rent out the moon?
The people in charge of that sort of thing.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I do have a laser there, so. That's, I mean, true. We've got real estate.
We have a question from a fan.
Congratulations, it's me.
Hi, Jazzy.
Hi, Jazzy.
Hi.
Totally unbiased selection.
I am the head of the JB Toons Please Keep Juicebox Art from Overworking Himself Committee.
Woo!
Thank you for having me at this soiree.
Like how Juice just tuned in.
Yeah. I am very concerned about adding yet another mascot. Because
no.
That means we have to design and animate and
voice and cast. It's already designed for you. Look at this.
No, it's not. Actually, it is all the way designed. Cap? Would you like to show them, Juice?
Oh, my gosh. Juice, did you make a capybara?
Oh, no. What?
Kimmy, run that up here.
I'm trusting you with Pikachu because you're trusting me with your iPad.
Oh.
I'm going to give Juice the mic.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Juice.
Inspiration struck.
That's adorable.
It's cute.
it's holding a little plush orange, because I love the little videos of the capybaras with the little oranges on their heads. And I think you would like, capybara would like bubble baths, because you see them in the hot, like those hot springs. Bubble baths, but capybaras also look really sleepy. And I feel very similar to a capybara after what happened last night. Yeah, it was the combination of first milk, two alcoholic beverages, and a bag of White Castle hamburgers. And now I feel like a capybara.
Heck yeah. All right, can I get like a chant going? Can we get like capybara? Capybara. 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 Capybara.
Now, I think that you don't even need to voice the capybara.
That's true.
Because what sound does a capybara make, Chloe?
Chloe,
you know your animals. What sound does a capybara make?
I don't know my animals.
Chloe, come on. Tell us what sound does a capybara make?
Does it quack?
Okay.
We need to hear what a capybara sounds like. Can you do
probably
that?
Like, rah!
So, everyone, like we're going to do 1, 2, 3, what a baby. Ready? 1, 2, 3...
What a baby.
I deserve that.
You do.
Okay, question.
I got one. Melly's dressed like a pro wrestler.
Yes.
Hi, I'm Melly, recently ordained professional wrestler and juggalo supreme.
Oh, wow.
I have a personal question. Before sure. I joined your server, I was a brat, and that was my purpose. But since I joined, through the connections I've made, I have strove to become a good girl. Wow. But I am also a bully. I can tease people relentlessly. But I am striving to be good. So I want to ask you, what makes a good girl, boy, a good little?
Like, wow. What are the qualifications of good?
All right, so you want to just delve into the deep philosophical discussion of what is good. And you want this ABDL podcast to answer this question that philosophers have been trying to answer for like 3,000
no,
years.
No, we get to decide. We get to define what a good little is empirically. Like when they designed the kilogram.
Interesting. You know, I don't think that we're qualified for this. I think that we should have people raise their hands and say the qualifications of a good little.
Yeah, all right.
All right. Does anyone, Kimmy?
Well, I have what the real makes, answer. I have
okay,
a friend
Kimmy
here.
Kimmy has an idea.
No, I have the real answer. Okay. So we're going to let you answer first so you can fuck it up.
No.
Whoa,
I don't.
Hey, language. Kimberly.
Kimmy.
I'm all the way over here.
I don't
Kimberly.
Think... I don't think you were listening. We were going to have the audience
Do
help.
Do you want us to take the microphone from you?
No.
Okay, then be good.
Okay, well then are you ready for the real answer?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Lexi, little loner girl. I lost my voice. But the answer to good littles is to give them lots and lots of pink juice from the Academy.
Then you don't have a choice.
So to be good, if you don't have a choice, then you're always good?
That's right.
You know, I guess.
Then it's someone else's fault.
Then it's someone else's yeah. fault.
Any other ideas? What makes a good little?
We've got lots.
Whatever Kimmy's not doing.
Oh, that is such a good
Whoa.
Metric.
That's so good.
If you've seen Kimmy do it, it's probably not
was,
a good girl behavior.
I was so nice to you at the art game.
That's at the top. That's my new top answer.
I've been betrayed.
Okay, so my serious answer for what makes a good little is kindness and compassion.
Aw, that's good.
I've got that in spades.
I mean, legitimately, you do.
What do you got, Max? Is it leaking on the couch?
Not leaking on the couch.
Max, you're a good boy, even though you leaked on my couch twice.
All right. Well, what else? Let's turn around.
You can be good even if you are a bully, as long as you make others happy.
That's true.
Oh,
wow, that one's
that.
Really good.
Hi, this is Rocket. I think good kiddos can go to bed whenever they want.
See, that doesn't seem like a qualifier of answering the question so much
no,
as like something...
staying up as late as you want. That means you're the best.
Okay, so the later you stay up, the gooder you are?
That's right.
Yeah.
So just don't sleep anymore and you're the best.
All right, you all heard it here first, folks. Don't sleep. That's how you...
You gotta follow the gelato convention.
You do have the
yes,
yep.
yes, yes, exactly.
You have to follow up the gelato convention as outlined in a previous episode. Good job, Max.
Hello, friend, who I've never met before and don't already have a rapport with.
Yeah, we absolutely don't know each other.
No, I've never.
No,
met.
Not at all. I think what makes a good little is if they feel like they are a good little.
That's really
Self
good.
Self-definition. I'm a good little, and you can't take that away from me.
Hey, identity, you know, you choose who you want to be.
That's so super true.
I can see it.
Well, one of the most important things you ever said to me was labels are descriptive, not prescriptive.
Yeah.
All right, Kimmy, you can take one more.
Okay.
This is maybe really specific, but good littles... hold the top of the diaper during the change so the CV doesn't have to lean over every goddamn time.
So right.
That's very good. That's very good little behavior in my book.
100%.
Unless your big specifically requests or the person changing your diaper specifically requests, oh no, you don't have to hold that.
Yeah.
You have to hold that. That's
I'm terrible.
Like, it's kindness.
It's just kindness.
Diapering in adults can be hard work.
I'm dreadful. Sure. I don't do that.
You can start
I choose not to. I'm going to make Joe work for it.
All right. I want to say, before we move on, I think that the idea of being good is a constant, you know, everyday decision. Like, you're working toward being a better you, you know? I think as long as you're going in the direction that you want to go in, you're respecting the people around you, I think even bullies, which I think are very necessary for some people in this community, it doesn't matter what it is that you're doing as long as you are doing it with kindness and compassion. And yeah, I think anyone can be a good little, and if you feel like you have not been a good little in the past, well, we all feel that way.
So,
but then you can just be better. You can always be better.
What was that?
Pudding apparently has an answer to the question, and I swear to crap, if it's here, meet Amy, I don't know what I'm going to do.
You won't get the microphone back, if that's what you say.
It's not. I've already introduced you all to Amy. Why would I do it twice? The answer to what makes a good little is act in a way that makes your stuffies proud of you.
Ooh.
Whoa.
That's such a good.
That is an incredible definition.
Pikachu, are you proud of me?
Pikachu.
That should be on a throw pillow. We should sell those.
Why don't we have that on the couch? Oh, because Max a leak on it.
Okay, new question.
Kimmy, hold on.
Question.
Oh, wait, really
well, fine,
quick.
I'll run wait, some
is,
more.
Is everything fine over there? Yeah? Okay. Okay, cool.
I would say what makes like a good little is being able to like smartly and cutely challenge your dumb. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Do you agree with that? Do you agree with that?
I do.
Wow.
Okay. New question.
Has Pikachu taken any unauthorized adventures at this cap so far?
No, he has been very safe in my arms the whole time.
That's
Thank you
wonderful.
For your concern.
That's wonderful.
Okay, new question.
Do you enjoy watching Pixar movies at double speed in GIF form, stretched and told very awkwardly?
You know, I can't recommend it, but after you challenged Mark on Ratatouille and he did that last night for the entire night, I have to think maybe I should give it a try.
I will say, never in my life have I thought I want to watch a Pixar movie as a GIF with no sound, at double speed, stretched to ridiculous proportions. But having now done some of that, it's not as bad as you think.
I did break Mark's world when I told him the rat and the human they can't communicate with each other. They don't share a language. He was broken when I told him that.
Because you wouldn't know because you don't have sound.
Exactly. She's just cracking up back there. All right.
So I have a question. The Usual Bet has a very well-known theme song.
Yeah.
If you could pick any band to cover it, which band would it be and why?
I already know the answer.
I'd pick Fall Out Boy.
Oh, you're wrong.
I have to. It's built in.
No, you're wrong too. It's Bowling for Soup.
I was gonna say Bowling for Soup because I think that of all the bands we would choose, they would have a really great time with
oh,
it.
Oh, they'd have
they
a
would
blast.
Have a blast with covering this song. I bet I could like email them and ask them for it. They'd be like, you know what? Probably. Why not?
You know, I think I would skank to the Little Things.
Okay, we've got another question.
So if you had to start a spin-off podcast with a different enough subject matter that it didn't just feel like the original one, what would your spin-off be?
My plan for it, I think I would make an advice podcast. I think I'd call it Dear Chloe. You people could write in. I'm getting some hate from Jazzy of Dear Jazzy. I can't imagine why.
I want to create like a really intense ABDL radio drama that people think is actually happening.
Like a serialized
War of the
thing.
Worlds. That's what I want. And then people will think that all of this ABDL stuff is happening in the world outside.
Incredible. Can I co-write that with you?
All right.
So next. Based on the popularity of Welcome to Night Vale, like I think that would actually work.
I think it would. Next question.
Hello, Annie.
Hello.
Hi, I'm Annie.
Hi, Annie.
I wanted to take a second to thank you for the community that you built on, like, from the podcast and the Discord server, because if it wasn't for the community that you built, I wouldn't have met my lovely littles that I have of Maple and Melly and Tildy, who couldn't be here, and our lovely daddy Compass. As a switch, we get asked, like, between the three of them, we have like a lot of weird questions that sometimes has appeared on the mini episodes that are on the Discord server.
A lot of mini episodes.
That I'm sorry that my little has, well, most of them have done curse.
For Melly, right?
Yeah.
Okay. No apologies necessary. We like all these fun topics.
So, to go to a fun question, I got asked earlier of, if you could eat any toy or thing without consequence, what would it be?
Eat.
That's so easy.
Like, eat?
Yeah, like consume. That's so easy. I would do, you know those little, like, play school, like, kitchen foods? Like, I would just make food. I would just make, use that kitchen for its full functionality. That's such an easy
Chloe
question.
Wins.
I would eat exclusively Super Smash Brothers Amiibos.
What?
Like Kirby. What? I want to eat them like Kirby.
That's irony.
Okay, them. You want to absorb and take their powers.
Yes, I want to take their powers as my own.
But would you eat Kirby?
Ooh,
what happens?
Well, when Kirby eats Kirby, it just spits out Kirby and you don't get Kirby powers.
That's
right?
True.
Because you're already Kirby.
But you're not Kirby.
But I'm not Kirby. Would I get Kirby powers?
I think so.
I feel like I would.
Which means that has to be the one you eat first.
I would have to eat that one first,
yep,
so I can
yep,
eat the others yep, and gain the power. Yeah, nope,
makes
you're
perfect
right.
Nope, 100%.
Sense. Yep, I'm with you.
We've solved the mystery.
All right. Any other questions?
Uh-oh, Daisy's got one. We're all in trouble. Here comes the purse humiliation.
Not this time. I actually wanted to know, what's something that's really headspacey for you that wouldn't necessarily be headspacey for somebody else? Like something that's not inherently nostalgic or designed for children.
I have an idea for mine.
That was so fast.
I know. I raised my hands and everything. I was so excited. I like to grocery shop. And...
She really does.
We have general assigned roles in our household about who does what, right? And Sophie going to the store alone is not
She's banned.
On that list.
She is banned actively from going to stores alone.
I haven't maybe in 10 years been grocery shopping alone because it's a mistake. I don't know what it is, but I get so little when I go grocery shopping. I, like in the store, I'm seeing all these little, like, kitschy $5, like, oh, you can turn your ice trays into, like, balloons or something. And I'm like, I could turn my ice cubes into balloons. And then I want to buy it, and then I do. And then I can't help it. Everything feels like a toy when you're at a store.
Last time this happened, it was in September. I remember waking up, looking at my phone, looking at our group chat, and seeing in all caps, why did no one tell me there's Halloween stuff at this store? And I just had this pit of dread in my stomach, like, oh, no.
We didn't see her for hours.
We really didn't.
It takes me like 3 hours to go to the store and do one small thing because I want to look at everything there.
This is
why I have a lot of the toys that I have.
We were putting up posters, mostly in the house, but we were worried.
Have you seen this baby?
Yeah. Thanks. I appreciate it. You guys care so much.
I think mine's like banana pudding with like Nilla wafers in it. It's such a weird thing to associate with littleness, but it's like it sends me to the floor every time. There's no reason. There's no nostalgia, but I just have it and it feels like such like a kid treat and I get really little. It's really good.
Now, you two have to tell me, do I have one? Because I can't think of one.
Maybe Zergling slippers.
That's legit. Like, I love wearing these slippers at the con. I've worn them every year except last one, which is I forgot them at home, and it was sad. And people will say, oh, I love your slippers. What are those? And I'll go, they're Circling Throg!
All right. Additional questions?
Did we do it?
We did it.
We did it!
Next. Let's do it. You guys better think of questions. We have to fill up the hour, so please.
Yeah. This is on y'all. Oh, yeah, it is a half-hour show, though.
Hi, my name is River. I've wanted to ask, I know I'm new to CapCon. It's my first time.
Woo!
And there's a day and a half left. What would your number one tip would be on how to spend the remaining time?
All right, this
so I made this AR game.
Self-promotion.
This is something I've struggled with a lot, actually, in past cons of, like, how do I spend my time efficiently? What do I do? How do I do? I've learned, I think, just throw it all out. Take all your expectations, throw them out, and just do what you want in the moment. Be in these moments. Be really here. Don't think about, I should be doing this or I could be doing this. Just follow what your little heart desires and just be there doing that. I want to go in that pirate ship. I still haven't gone in the pirate ship.
That's a crime.
It's incredible.
I get stressed about things. So, like, the fact that I've got panels all day today is, like, has been weighing on me a little bit. But I know that Sunday I have nothing, no responsibilities. So I'm going to also follow up on Chloe's advice of just, you don't have to do anything particular in order to be little or have fun. Going with what you feel in the moment is often like a pretty decent choice. And I think if you ever think in your head, I should do this, or this is what I should be doing, that's something to question. Because especially here, and especially with little stuff, and if set aside time for little space and stuff, you shouldn't have shoulds. You should find a way to find, you should do what I say. but step away from things that you think you should be doing and do things that you just want to do in that moment, even if it's not what you wanted to do 5 minutes ago.
Also, that's like core childishness, right? Like not thinking about, for once, all the things you should be doing and just doing whatever you want.
Your world's a lot smaller when you're a kid, I think, and you have a lot of egocentrism. So like the idea of like going out and doing things is so, it's so small. You have so many options as an adult and responsibilities and things like this leads to this and you have to pay it. Oh, first play my AR game, okay? The number one thing here is have your phone to play the AR game, but two, if you've already beaten the AR game or if you actually just don't want to, that's fine too. Keep your phone in your hotel room.
Oh yeah.
You don't need your phone. The number one thing I think that Chloe and I have learned over the past few years with littleness is leaving our phones in our rooms helps so much. You're not pulled away from what you're doing.
I saw a lot of phones set down in that very moment. My advice would actually be the opposite. I can't decide what to do at any point. I just can't. Jazzy and I ended up stranded alone at one point, and we look at each other and like, what do we want to do? And Jazzy goes, I don't know, what do you want to do? And I go, I don't know, what do you want to do? Brooklyn was there too. My advice would be make a friend. Find somebody new, make a new friend, and do something silly together. They have the buddy bench here, and so if you want a friend to come to you, you can just sit there. But the easiest way to make a friend as a little is just to walk up to them and say, hi. We're friends.
Hi, I like to be your friend. I met these friends outside, and then they were Usual Bet fans, and yeah. Then we all got a blankie and came down to watch the Usual Bet.
Heck adorable. Yeah.
I have a question.
Yeah.
My question is very scientific.
We have a scientific question.
Okay.
It's more biologic, I guess. What sound does a squirrel make?
It's they make a chitter sound. But they also scream. Yes. And I'm not going to do that. Because then the sound guys will get mad at me.
Thank you, Kimmy.
Huh? No.
Maybe after.
I try. Just happen to be mischievous. It's not my fault.
Do you want to take, like, maybe... Oh, there we go.
Oh, we've got a line. Like, I've got
yeah,
like six
good.
People lined up.
Okay, okay.
Good.
So
everybody has experiences, like we all share similar classic childhood cartoons, whether it be Bear in the Big Blue House, Barney. But I feel like what hits me nostalgic the most is when I forget about a cartoon from my childhood and I just rediscover it again later. Has that ever happened to you? And if so, what show? Because for me, it was Hot Wheels Accelerators.
Yes, this has exactly happened to me. All memory of the show Code Lyoko left my brain. And recently, I saw like an episode or something. I don't know how it's re-exposed to it. And it all just came flooding back. And I was like, oh my gosh, I could just watch all of Code Lyoko right now. Whoa.
It's all on YouTube.
Heck yeah.
Maybe not.
This has never happened?
I've had shows that I rediscover as an adult that I think have some little-y vibes, specifically mm-hmm. Blue's Clues recently. I've been watching a lot more of. I love the little songs and the sing-alongs.
Blue's Clues, Blue's Clues.
Yeah, but I don't think that there's enough in Blue's Clues that makes me feel like I need, like I can rediscover it. Mm-hmm. Like the formula is very routine, so I don't feel like I'm rediscovering it. Maybe I haven't rediscovered a show, but I like this idea a lot.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I know what we're doing when we get home.
I gotta find a show that I liked a lot as a kid and see if I can just jump back in and what that's like.
Have you considered Code Lyoko?
I don't even know what that is. I've never heard of that.
Oh.
We're watching Code Lyoko.
I'm in. No, I'm old. Mine would be like Gumby or Rocky and Bullwinkle.
So if you didn't have, or if you had a choice to spend the rest of your con in any of the specific rooms,
ooh,
which one would you choose?
Go ahead, Chloe.
I think I would take over that pirate ship. They were doing pictures, and I missed the pictures by like 5 minutes or something like that. I want the pirate ship. It's really cool. Like I walked by it, and I was just so impressed. I was blown away.
I'm going to be up front.
You are up front. Cap, I see you.
I am up front.
She's right.
I'm going to stay up front. And Capcom staff did just a banging job this year with the preschool.
They really did.
I've spent, I mean, it's probably because it's bigger than the other rooms, so I feel like I have more room to exist there, but I felt so welcome in that environment, mm-hmm. and as long as I had a place to sit and there was always something to play with, I really enjoyed that.
I think
that's my room.
I got really little there. We had a lot of fun. There may have been some kind of like coup and overthrowing of power where I amassed all the power and became the teacher.
I got a
anarchy.
Bribery star.
Raise your hand if you still have your bribery stars. Nobody.
One.
They're all
we got
gone.
One.
Oh, one. Oh, okay. That's my second in command now.
Great.
What's the bribery star?
Chloe tried to bribe us all into like, oh yeah, I'm the teacher, and
yeah.
We're like, no, you're not. And she's like, what if I give you the star?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, okay.
I did that with everybody until I had everyone's like acknowledgement that I'm the teacher.
Yeah, with littles, it's not hard to sway us onto your side.
Exactly.
You know, if you wanted to form a coup, you can pretty easily.
Oh, you could take over the usual bet so fast.
If you got a sticker
I try
sheet,
all the time.
You couldn't.
You come in without giving us anything.
Oh, you know what? You try and take. You don't give.
Well, I gave you cookies on the Halloween episode.
That is true, but I don't
And how did that go for you?
There.
It went great for me.
I don't remember.
Yeah, it's kind of fuzzy.
I don't remember that episode. It was weird. Okay, question.
Hi, Kimmy. This is a question directly for you. My name is Fire2Box1. Long-time listener, first-time question. If you could add any role to CapCon, what would it be?
If I could add any role?
Yeah, any role, like commandment, like safety.
Oh, any rule. Okay. I think we should have a non-verbal hour.
That's good.
I
Whoa,
think
hold
con
on.
Why?
That's really
Wait
good.
A sec.
I was gonna go with
the
joke answer.
The idea of everyone in this hotel, if you could, you know,
yeah,
being quiet for an hour,
1 hour,
1 hour,
an hour long quiet game,
and then anytime someone talks, people are just like, shh. That's pretty good.
I like that a lot.
I really like
I
that.
Want
really
that.
Good.
Do you have a rule?
You go first.
Okay, I think that my rule would be that Chloe specifically can run around without shoes on.
Oh my gosh.
I'm so whiny about it. No, I want to run around.
Not even just you. I hate wearing shoes.
I know.
I had to buy shoes for this convention because I'm not kidding. All my shoes, I'm like, these aren't the right shoes for this.
We don't wear shoes at home.
No, we don't.
None of us do. But you could get Zergling slippers.
That's true. Slippers are an option.
A different monster.
My mommy made me those baby booties. I'll probably wear those later and everything.
Like, are those the ones with the spikes in them?
No, they're actually not.
No. Mine have spikes in them.
Yeah, that makes sense, Kimmy.
We have another question.
Okay.
Okay, good, because I can't think of a rule yet. If I think of a rule, then I'll come back.
Hi, Junie, who I made cry this week.
Hi. You said something about Blue's Clues. Have you ever seen Blue's Room?
I haven't. I haven't seen any of it.
It's a spinoff show, and it's just Blue, but she's a puppet. And she takes you into her, like, room, and it's magical.
Is this the one where Blue talks?
Yes.
See, I'm a little afraid. Okay, hold on. I'm going to just, 1 second. Here's the thing. A lot of shows and movies and whatnot these days are having reboots and, like, remakes and bringing things back. And they tend not to be the same thing. They tend to be a different upgraded version of that thing. And Blue's Room is a great example of this, where it's not really the same thing anymore. It's just using the same characters. Or if you're not as much of a baby, maybe Final Fantasy VII. But I have this like intrinsic fear of stepping into these remakes in case that it takes away from the original experience for me. And I don't think that's great. I think I should maybe be more adventurous and try it out because like the things in my past and all of those shows that I love, that doesn't have to be tampered with for me to try out something new. But yeah, I actually have not watched Blue's Room because of this exact reason. I'm a little bit nervous that I'm gonna be like, oh, this is now what I'm gonna think about when I think about Blue's Clues. So yeah.
Do you recommend it?
I actually do. I watched both of the shows when I was a kid, so.
Okay, I have a recommendation.
We'll have to check it out.
Now, This is actually a really high recommendation because it did not involve Five Nights at Freddy's. Now I've made Junie cry again. God damn it!
Kimberly.
I've been dominating this side of the room, so I'm going to move.
Whoa.
Tell that to Joe.
Hi, I'm Shelly, a.k.a. Shinxess, a.k.a. the voice of Skipper in this morning's cartoon. Or, you know, a few days ago. Okay. So I think I have a good question. So I like drama in the community, but like not high-intensity drama. I like the drama where you're on almost getting caught by relatives and or roommates drama.
Okay.
But you somehow slip through with the cracks and you are able to mask your secret. So I'll start with my example and then you guys can play off of it.
Yep.
So in the late 2000s and where I grew up, at the age of like 12 or 13, everybody just has the access to drive a golf cart by themselves. So you got wheels real early and you can go anywhere in town, right? So this is my opportunity. I'm like, okay, I'm going to do the diaper thing. But I don't know how to buy diapers online because I still have parents. I don't want to ship stuff to my house. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to go to Walgreens. I'm going to buy some adult medical diapers and just try out that stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm taking my little golf cart. I got my little iPod in. I'm buzzing through. I'm like getting my playlist. Got to pump myself up. Do the most exciting thing of my life almost. So I walk into Walgreens and I'm looking through these diapers. And these are like the crappiest adult diapers you can buy. Right. Walgreens brand, like nothing high end. So I pick some off brand, whatever. And I go up there and I'm carrying it. I'm just like, I'm 12. I'm like, what am I doing right now? But I go up to the counter and I'm like, okay, I buy it. And I make up some excuse. Cause not that she was even talking to me, the register lady. I'm like, oh yeah, these are for my grandparents. Yeah, yeah, they sent me out here just for one, you know. Even though, I mean, I have more than one grandparent, but I just need to get the one back, yeah. So I'm going there, and then I'm like, oh, yeah, do you have a bag I can carry this with? I'm like, oh, no, it's cool. They have a handle on the bag. I'm like, but I want a bag to go over this? Like, no, you don't need the bag. You don't need the bag. And I'm like, oh. And so I'm like, I'm carrying the bag of diapers with the built-in handle to my golf cart, and this was like a little two-seater golf cart that was actually made for people that have like actual golf bags with clubs. And I'm like, okay, so I don't have enough room by my pedals to put it on my feet. And I'm like, I'm gonna stick it in the back and like try to loosely loop the seatbelt that goes around the golf cart bags on the diaper bag. So it's hanging off like a flag on the back of my golf cart as I'm as I'm putting all the way back to my house. And halfway there, and I'm just like putting up my little pump up iPod music, and I turn around and my bag of diapers is gone.
What?
And so I hit the brakes. I like almost go through like the plastic windshield, and I'm like spinning around. I'm like, I gotta backtrack. So I put my golf cart into reverse. I do a U-ey, and then I like go all the way almost back to the Walgreens. And like the worst possible scenario happened, to where my best friend and her mom, who was my Girl Scout troop leader, they were coming the opposite direction of me. And at this point, I went back about 20 minutes of my drive. It was kind of far away from my house. I see the bag of diapers in sight. It's in the middle of the golf cart path. Nobody touched it. It was still there. It was like standing perfectly, like, oh, this is what, this is the bag. This is the one I lost. And as I pulled up to the side, I was about to pick it up. And that's when my best friend and my mom, my Girl Scout trooper, her Girl Scout mom, you know, they pop up like, hey, Shelly, what are you doing? And like, what is that? I'm like, oh, you know, I just kind of stopped because I saw it, and it like caught my attention. And yeah, I don't know what these are. And then the mom gets out of her golf cart, and she's like, I think these are adult diapers. I'm like, really? What? Like, you mean adults wear diapers, but they can go to the bathroom? I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, elderly adults. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, right.
I get that. And so she kind of puts it back on the ground, and she's like, well, we have to go this way, and you're going that way. Why don't we just hang it on this tree, and maybe whoever lost it will find it. I'm like, yeah, that's a good idea. So I see her, and she has to hang it on the highest possible fucking branch on this tree, and it's just hanging there. And I'm like, okay, well, bye, Miss Lady. I'm going to go this way. I'm like, okay, bye. And so I get my golf cart, and I'm just slowly driving by, like, I'll be back. So I drive far enough away, like maybe 5-15 minutes, and then I just kind of park, and I look behind. I'm like, I don't hear any sounds. I don't hear any golf cart motors. I'm like, okay, now it's time to go. So I do another U-ey, go back the way I came, go back to the tree, get the diaper bag. This time I'm like, I'm holding it under my left arm while I'm driving with my right hand on the wheel. And I finally get back to my parents' house, and I had like a towel stash. So I like wrapped it in a towel, and my parents weren't watching, and I ran up the stairs through the front door, chucked it in the closet. I don't think I touched it for like 3 months. I'm never going to remember this. And Whoa. That's my almost caught diaper. I guess I was caught, but that's what my diaper hiding story. Here you go,
what
Kimmy.
What a wild ride.
What
that
an incredible
was.
Story.
Incredible.
So, most of the audience was looking at Shelly during the telling. Sophie's face that whole time.
Yeah.
It just kept getting more and more like,
I know that the intrigue, the drama, it was incredible. My story's not that good. Okay.
Go for it, Bo.
Yeah, go for it. Okay. So when I was 18 and no younger than that, I had a partner and they would, you know, like they would mommy me and everything. And like I was like learning to do little stuff and all that. And I had a baby bottle, and they'd given me some of a baby bottle with milk in it, like early in the morning. It was really cute. And they had to leave and go and like do teenager things. And I'm just sitting there. I'm coming out of a little space. I'm like waking up and everything. And I get a knock at my door, and I'm like, oh, okay. And I get dressed, and I let in my younger stepbrother. And we hang out for a while, and he overstays, as stepbrothers do. And we wound up like watching TV in my room or something. And then he looks to the side of my bed and goes, what's this? I'm like, what's what? And he reaches down and grabs the baby bottle full of milk, or like half full of milk. And I'm like, you know, I don't know what that is. I'm not sure. Maybe let me ask my
my partner. I you know, I have no idea. And she texts back and she's like, oh God, tell him I'm lactose intolerant and I use it, the bars on the side, to measure the amount of milk I have. And I'm like, yeah, sure. And so that's the lame excuse that I give. I'm like, yeah, she uses it to measure. And he's just looking at me like, yeah, huh? And I'm like, yeah, that's the truth. What are you implying? Do you have anything else to say here? No. We went our separate ways at that moment and never talked about it again.
Horrible. Okay, I don't think I've ever told this story.
Sophie Lore.
So when I was younger, you know, 18 and no younger, I had a big trunk, like a Harry Potter style, like big trunk.
The like luggage thing.
And it had a little lock on it. And I got this for Christmas or something from my like grandpa. And I'm like, oh, cool, whatever. And I never thought to really use it for anything. But then once I started, you know, purchasing adult diapers and pull-ups and pacifiers, then I'm like, you know where a really good place to put all this stuff is? In that box that has a lock on it. So I put it all in there. I lock it. It works for a long time. But then, as the problem when something works for a long time is you get complacent. You begin to think, well, does this even need to be locked every single time? I have to input the little code. It takes time. Maybe it's better if I just leave it unlocked. Okay?
Uh-oh.
So I get in the habit of only locking it if I'm, like, going out of the house or something. So one day, my dad comes in, and my dad's like, hey, Sophie, and then my sibling, there's this thing missing, and preface, my dad's not a great parent, like, just so you know, that's necessary for this, because he said, I think you stole it. It's like this coin or something. And he's like, I think you stole this coin.
He couldn't possibly have lost it. You must have stolen it.
And I'm in some special coin or something that's on display in the house or something. And I'm like, why would I take this coin? What are you talking about? But he's like, but I'm going to search your room and your brother's room.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to search your rooms for this coin. And I'm sitting there thinking, did I lock that box?
Uh-oh.
Did I lock it? I have no idea. So he goes upstairs, rummages around for a while, finally comes back down, doesn't say anything. Like, he's like, I was like, did you find the coin? He's like, no. I'm like, okay. And the second he's out of the room, I like bolt upstairs because I'm like, oh my gosh, what happened? Is it open? Like, did I? So I went over to the lock and it was locked. And I'm like, oh, thank God. I'm like, oh, I'm so glad. And then I went to like, you know, grab it, and I just jiggled it a little, and it unlocked. And I'm like, and I didn't spin any of the dials, and I'm like, was this locked before?
Did he
lock it again and didn't turn the dials to actually lock it? And to this date, I still do not know if my dad went in that box or not.
It's best not to know.
But there's just adult diapers, baby clothes, like so much stuff. It's not something I would ever be able to explain without being like, I like to dress up like a little girl. But we never spoke about it. I don't know if he knows, but it still haunts me.
To add on to that, I had one of those early, like, you know when you could get like the big Nook pacifiers?
Yeah.
When I moved out of my mom's like place, I never found my Hello Kitty Nook pacifier, and she tore down and renovated my old room and everything, and I know it was in there, and we're also never talking about that.
Yep. Where is Kimmy?
I'm hiding.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, I see Kimmy. You were in the lights. I couldn't see you.
Ah, that's where I need to stand.
So I just want to add a little bit quick contrast to good parenting. Because Sophie lived with me in Australia for quite some time, and we were pretty busy around town. And,
okay.
And my mom came over to help tidy because she liked to do that.
Yeah.
And we didn't think anything of it. And she tidied up and she tidied the bedroom and everything. And And then I was out with lunch for her the next day, and she's like, "So, Sophie wears nappies." And I'm like, "What do you mean?" And she's like, "Well, they wouldn't have fit you." And I'm like, "Yeah, that's true." And she's like, "What's that about?" And I'm like, "She just likes them. She likes being a little girl."
Yeah, just threw me right under the bus. Not even like trying to come up with an excuse.
And my mom's like, "Oh, that's cool. Yeah, she's like, that's cool. Cool. Okay. If I see cute stuff, like does she like pacifiers?" Yes, mom. She likes pacifiers.
I'm not what, even there.
What about bottles?
I can't even argue.
No, she does. She does. Okay. If I see like a good deal at Woolworths on like some pull-ups, does she want that? Yeah. And then for like the remaining like several months we're in Australia, you know, I just get calls from my mom like, "Oh, they have these two sippy cups on special. Does Sophie want them?" And then she would send them overseas to us, like after we came back.
Pudding's mom still, like, yeah, she's actually purchased me pull-ups before. And Australian pull-ups are a lot better than the U.S. pull-ups, so I'm really happy about that. But yeah, it's really embarrassing. Like, we've like, lightly talked about it. Like, she's brought it up a little bit, and I'm like, "Yeah, kinda." And then, like, we don't get into it, but yeah, she knows, so.
We could do an entire show on Pudding's mom.
We really could.
She's incredible.
Hey, when she visits next, maybe we'll have her on the show.
Oh my gosh, maybe.
Yeah, she'd love it.
She's incredible.
Okay.
Like, I've been beaten in front of her.
We're low on time, so I'm thinking one more question.
That's Kimmy. Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Hello, my Canadian friend.
Hi, I'm Frogger. Short, simple question, scientific, but from people who haven't gamed in a while. What are the sounds that Zerglings make when they accelerate?
That's a Kimmy question.
We've got somebody who knows the answer.
Well, you just said.
No, I know it, but it's not coming to my mind.
It's on the tip of your tongue. It's every line in that song. Yeah. Zerglings.
Oh, I've never played.
Kimmy, it's just kind of a screeching.
Is it just
you
a screeching?
You really don't want me to do it. Okay. I don't want to do it. You don't want me to do it. Okay, that's fine. Okay, ready?
Ready?
Yeah. So that's the sound. I hope that audio came out.
It's an audio medium.
All right. If we have one more short question, we can do that.
Okay.
Then we gotta wrap up.
So I should only pick a short person?
Kimmy.
Yes.
If you could add a room to CapCon, what would you add?
That's a great question. Okay. How
battle,
interesting.
Battle room.
Battle room?
Battle room.
What does that mean?
In a previous cap we went to before this venue, they had a battle room.
They had
a room where it was like forts on two sides,
yeah,
lots of boxes and stuff. And just like you walk in, you can grab a Nerf gun and you go to war. You
that was the old hotel, yeah.
And it was a whole room just dedicated to building forts and then attacking each other with the forts.
Yeah, no, you're right. Battle room's really good.
I like battle room.
Yep. That was a lot of fun.
I cried.
Okay, room I would add, I think ball pit room. I mean, I know we have a ball pit here, but I mean a ball pit room.
A whole room of ball
an
pit.
An entire room.
From big bass bins underneath of it. Big bass speakers under the ball pit.
Yeah, so the ball's boom, boom, boom. Yeah, I'm for it.
I love it.
I think I want a fairy wonderland. I want to walk through a door and see like the walls painted with mushrooms and like glitter,
like a fantasy room.
Yeah, like a pink carpet, and you know, completely impractical.
I like the idea of like immersive rooms like that.
Immersive
like,
rooms, yeah.
That sounds horrible to make real.
I think they're hitting that mark with a lot of the rooms this year.
They're really immersive. Getting there, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Is that, did we do it?
Yeah, because Jazzy wants the stage now.
Yeah, I know. I can see. Yeah, Jazzy,
you
get it.
Thanks, everyone, for coming out here. If you don't know who we are, thanks for checking us out here. And you can follow us on Subscribestar at subscribestar.adult/Sophie and Pudding.
Where?
Subscribestar.adult/Sophie and Pudding.
Where?
Chloe,
Where?
Took it from you.
Yeah, or starling.gay. Oh, and if you want to play our AR game, it's game.starling.gay. And you can just do that. You can just play it right now. Like right now.
You could do it.
Your phones seem to be away.
Raise your phones
right
up and load it up.
You told them to put their phones away.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Okay. Thanks, Meme, for helping with the theme song. Thank you, Juice, for a wonderful cover art. You can find him at subscribestar.adult/juiceboxart. He also did the art for the game that you should all be playing. Oh, game.starling.gay. game.starling.gay. Thank you, Kim. Where is she? Where does she keep going?
I don't know. I think the lights make it there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kimmy, for running around and helping with the panel.
Shame on Kimmy for swearing so fucking much.
Kimmy.
Language, Kimmy.
Kimmy.
Okay, now shame on Kimmy.
Shame on Kimmy.
BBY-Kimmy.
Where was my Justice for Kimmy crew? Like, I seeded this audience with rebels. Like, the whole con,
all right.
I'm gonna
show you something. Can I get a group shame on Kimmy? 1, 2, 3. Shame on Kimmy.
I have been betrayed.
I did hear some other options.
People told me they were going to make signs that were justice for Kimmy so I could be on the show more.
Okay. Kimmy is bby-kimmy.tumblr.com if you want to check out her stuff. She does other things other than just post her diapered butt. All right. That's it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, everyone. Oh, if you want to come up and say hi after, then you can do that. If you want autographs from us or from our stuffies, you can do that. They're eager to meet you. I also have like little things to pass out, like little cards from last year if you weren't here. We have some left, and posters for our AR game if you want to check that out or keep it as a souvenir. That's it. Okay, now you can clap. Thanks. Okay, bye.
Thank you, everybody, and have a wonderful CapCon.